Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
So again, I want to welcome Master Mingtang Gu and tell you just a little bit about him. He was named Qigong Master of the Year by the 13th World Congress on Qigong and Traditional Chinese Medicine. He possesses a profound ability to harness energy in order to accelerate personal and global healing, making him a sought-after healer, practitioner, and teacher. I am excited to hear this wisdom healing Qigong, the teachings that he has to share with us today. And thank you so much for being here, Master Mingtang Gu, and I'll let you take it away.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jessica. Yes, I want to make sure the video is working. Cannot see myself this moment yet. I'm sure everybody is seeing. So I'm so happy to be in this conference, and this is literally a global event, and thank to Embodiment Conference team to putting this together. So it's also really a perfect time. So it's quite an amazing time to share this wisdom, share this practice, particularly embodied wisdom, embodied practice. And you know, nowadays there's so much information is available, and yet what we're lacking is embodied wisdom, embodied experience. So it's quite a surprise and really incredible gift from the internet. We can experience connection, experience energy, experience our own body, experience, you know, the transformation that we can cultivate and initiate. So I just want to give you a little bit of context so that we can connect in with the session more effectively, more beneficially. So wisdom healing Qigong is from a long tradition of Qigong in China. This is can do back to 5,000 years of ancient history from the Yellow Emperor times. And over the long history, this wisdom, this practice has been developing, you know, time tested, and especially in the contemporary time. And in just give you an example for my teacher, Grandmaster Peng Min is a physician in the Western medicine as well in it's an expert in the traditional Chinese medicine as well. But his approach is to bring this ancient practice of Qigong for contemporary time, including establishing a medicine Qigong hospital in China. At a time, 5,000 people practicing together and the day and the night for 4 weeks at a time. So it's very intense and specialized in treating chronic incurable condition. So it's introducing this energy medicine and the power of the mind, the consciousness, and the power of the creative energy we all have access to. So it's really expanding beyond conventional medicine, even integrative medicine. So tap into the power of self-healing, self-cultivation. So in this case, in my case, is really I was able to heal the challenging labeled as incurable condition of asthma, sclerosis, but more importantly, is discovering greater capacity as human being, including the capacity for love, for service, and for joy, and for deeper fulfillment. And I feel very grateful, especially in this time, you know, all my experience is prepare myself moving slow this challenging time of pandemic, challenging time of facing all these challenges, personal and the collective, not only in health, but also in all levels we're experiencing right now. So boil down to it. And I feel this is also best time for healing, for awakening. And so when people ask me, you know, what is the cause of all the issue we're facing, all the health problems, you know, all the stresses, all the social problems, even political, environmental problem we're all facing, you know, I can name three things for us to really work on. And the first one is really the disconnection of mind, body, disconnection of mind, body. So when the mind, the body is disconnected, not only mentally, when we're facing all the stress, the body carry all the stress, but we're not aware, then eventually, yeah, we're diagnosed with all kinds of problems as if something happened just overnight. Often we are very shocked. Why this is happening to me? Why is happening now? And that is really not only the consequence of stress, consequence of cumulative stress as well, everyday stress we're experiencing right now, but more so is the disconnection of mind-body. So you're not realizing the body is carrying the stress accumulatively. Then eventually the body kind of say, no more, I couldn't handle anymore, kind of exploded, yeah. That's the number one cause, yeah. Disconnection of mind body. So that's why this kind of conference is so important. Embodiment, it means connecting the mind body back again, instead of just living in the head or simply just doing exercises. It's really reconnecting, uniting the mind body together again. And that is the number one focus, yeah, in wisdom healing Qigong practice. So the second cause of most challenging issue we're all facing, among all the stress, physical stress, emotional stress, mental, even spiritual stress, yeah, is really emotional stress. Among all the emotional stress is fear, anxiety. Fear, anxiety. So the response to life, yeah, all the behaviors, all the choices, all the problem right now we are aware or not aware is really a fearful pattern. It's fight, flight, fight, flight. And especially that is now overly amplified, magnified by the pandemic, by its tangible need for protection. Protection is necessary right now. Being cautious is necessary. But overprotection, overreaction from fearful place, that is, yeah, opposite result, yeah, causing so much anxiety, so much emotional stress, so much, yeah, conflict, and so much contraction. So in our energy system. And that is, I feel, is one of the most powerful epidemic in the human realms. Not only is happening right now in the pandemic, but really it's historically programmed in human evolution, in our, not only in our behaviors, but in our cells, in our genetic. And that is really the deeper cause of for so many issues we're facing right now. And that is the number two problems we want to address. Yeah. So the third one is really not only we're experiencing all these problems and mentally trying to figure out all the solutions, using the old limited story, limited perception based on physical, trying to solve the problem we're facing. So deeply we know it's almost impossible to mentally solve all the problems, or even just using the technology trying to solve all the problems. And that's why we're feeling hopelessness, feeling more overwhelmedness, more confusions, in spite of all the knowledges we accumulated in our life, all the options even we know available, slow now, internet especially. So what are we missing is wisdom, deep wisdom. What are we missing is the wisdom of the heart, the wisdom of the energy body. So that is another piece we can cultivate, yeah. So when we're connecting internally, the mind, body, heart, spirit, yeah, energetically, harness, yeah, then we're activating the deeper wisdom, activating the deeper creativity, deeper insight, yeah. And then most of my inspiration, creativities, and new insight is naturally come during my practice times. You know, sometimes like, wow, I have so much inspiration, creative ideas. Sometimes I have to keep it for myself for a while before I share with my team without overwhelming them. So these inspiration, yeah, continuously move us forward in our life for greater vision, greater purpose, greater fulfillment. So all these three aspects, among, you know, many we can continuously address, but I feel these three is a key points. Yeah. One is connecting mind and body. Slow awareness, slow mindfulness, slow deeper loving kindness and compassion. So the second is deeply addressing the most problematic, or most deeper, hidden, contracted energy pattern of fear. Then the third is awakening the mind to greater wisdom, greater creativity, and big picture of life. So that's the three things we want to continuously emphasize. So how we do this, and the most important piece is the practice, yeah, the practice. And the three kind of practice in wisdom healing qigong. And first is movement. And that is well known in the qigong community. Yeah. Including tai chi is one form of qigong. More focus on movement, focus on moving meditation, focus on coordination. And wisdom healing qigong focus on using the movement, releasing the stress from the body, opening the energy channel, connecting the energy flow of life beyond the story, beyond concept, beyond any limitation from the past. So often I say, you know, life is movement. Without movement, we feel stuck. And that's what we're experiencing right now in all levels, physical, emotional, even mental, spiritual. We feel lack of movement. We feel isolated. We feel disconnected. We feel stuck. Yeah. Then second kind of practice is sound, slow vibration of the sound. You can activate the deeper energy beyond physical, the energy inside of your five organ system, associating your emotional dimension, associating the subconscious dimension of your mind, which is more powerful than just, you know, the thinking mind. Most pattern is programmed in the subconscious mind. So by thinking, it's very difficult to tap into the subconscious mind, tap into the emotional dimension, emotional patterns. The sound, from my experience, I feel probably the most powerful way access the energy of the emotional dimension of subconscious. So that is one of the practice we're going to share in this brief session. And the third, obviously, is meditation. Yeah, there's many different kind of meditation technique, but I think the most important, meditation is simply cultivating awareness. Not only aware of the sensation, feeling of your body, emotion, your thoughts, and your environment, so on, but deeply aware of energy, aware of your connection with energy, aware of your deeper vision, deeper purpose, how to co-create life with energy, including improving your health, improving your capacity for love, for joy, for compassion, for healing, for contribution. So that's the summary I want to share first before we do this practice. So let's starting with the movement. I'd like to invite you to join me comfortably. These very relaxing movement everybody can do. So, and if you have enough room at home, please standing up. In case for any reason, you can also follow the movement while you're sitting as well. So first movement is very playful. We're gonna start in with about shoulder width comfortably and straighten your spine internally. And starting actually a short meditation first to connect with the body, connect with energy. So in whatever position, either standing or sitting comfortably, now gently close your eyes. Looking inwardly to your body, to the interior of your body. Listening inwardly to the deeper dimension, deeper silence of your body. Feeling inwardly with the intention of embracing all the sensation, feeling inside of you, both comfortable, uncomfortable, both intense and subtle. Acknowledging what is familiar in your body, same time, open to the unknown, open to the mystery of life inside of your body. And deeply acknowledging the pure energy of life, the source energy of creation, the invisible energy inside of your body, around your body, without any boundary, naturally connecting with the pure energy of the earth beneath you, beneath us, feeling the power of the earth, feeling the presence of the earth, feeling the ancientness of the earth, the invisible energy naturally gathering into energy body without any boundary, to the interior of your body, deeply merging, deeply nourishing, deeply empowering, continuously relaxing, allowing, opening, connecting with the pure energy above you, without any limitation, without any boundary, to the infinite presence of the entire energy universe, the pure universal energy, the source energy of all creation of the entire universe, gathering to the planet Earth, gathering to this energy field, to this community, gathering to this beautiful home, gathering, penetrating deep inside of your body, naturally nourishing, naturally empowering, naturally connecting. Continuously relaxing your entire body, opening the pure energy of your big heart to the ocean of energy in front of you, behind you, left side of you, right side of you, all around you. The same ocean of pure energy naturally encompassing all dimensions of your body, all dimensions of your brain, all dimensions of your heart, all dimensions of your five organ system, all dimensions of cells, trillion cells within you. Continuously allowing the movement, the conscious movement, the energetic movement, the meditative movement, deeply awakening energy, opening energy, moving energy. Now slowly open your eyes, visually follow the movement with your own best effort, and squatting down a little bit to a comfortable position, then placing your left hands on your low back comfortably. Now continue, start moving from your right hands. Just visually follow me. Keep your palm facing up as much as you can, and give your body permission to move. Continuously rotating, twisting your wrist, elbows, shoulder joints, entire arms, rotating, twisting. As slow as you can. And feeling your body, connecting with your own body, and deeply embracing all the sensation, feeling inside of your body, inside of your arm, allowing this movement and deeply releasing the tension inside of your hands, elbows, shoulders, muscle, tissue, nerve system, subtle energy channel, including meridian channels, including the subtle energy inside of your arm, around the arms, allowing the movement, releasing the tension, releasing the stress, opening, awakening the energy flow. So no matter what is happening energetically in your life, in your body, as long as the energy is moving, then you feel better. You feel more than okay. You feel your life is moving forward instead of stuck, contracted, numbed. So you're also awakening energy by doing this movement. You become more alive. Now slow down from your right side, switching to your left side. Keep your palm facing up continuously, moving your arms, rotating your wrist, elbow, shoulder joints, rotating the entire arms continuously, mindfully. Feeling your body deeply, allowing the continuous movement. Now slow down again from your left side and switching to your right side again. Now this time, allow your entire body shifting your weight by following the hands naturally. So noticing the movement of the hands, arm, connecting the movement of your shoulder, movement of your spine, movement of your hip, as well your legs, grounding to the earth. Just allowing the body to shift, moving naturally, freely. And don't worry about perfection. More importantly, is connecting with your body, allowing the movement, and enjoying the movement, enjoying your body, enjoy this moment. Now slow down from your right side, switching to your left side again, slowly. Mindfully, continuously connecting the movement of the hands, wrist, elbow, shoulder joints, to the entire shoulder, to your spine, to your hip, to your legs. You can think of this as a purposeful dance, yeah. Deeply designed to release stress, opening the energy flow, enjoying the freedom same time within the structure. Also establishing a new energy pattern, new energy flow internally as well, connecting with the energy of the earth, energy of the universe. Now slow down, hands to your low back, massaging comfortably. Opening this energy gates in your low back area called Ming Men, means the gate of life. And it's very important for health, for longevity, to keep this gate open. And often this energy gates is weakened or closed and relating to or health problem of low back issue, hormone issues, reproductive system issue, and so on. So keep the energy open, flowing in this area is very, very important. So now relax to a comfortable position. Take a moment noticing mindfully, internally, all sensation, feeling inside of you. And noticing again the new sensation, feeling of your hands, your arms, your shoulder, your entire spine, your entire body. deep sense of aliveness, deep sense of awakening inside of you. Now slowly lifting your hands up in front of you to a comfortable position, to a shoulder level, adjusting your position whenever you need to. Now think of your hands holding a ball of energy, imagining your arm, your elbow hugging a column of energy in front of you. Relaxing, softening your shoulder. Internally connecting with your spine. And spine is so important for your health, for longevity, for the energy function of the entire body. Often we say, you are as old as your spine. In Qigong, we say you are as young as your spine. There's a lot of practice in Qigong, emphasizing the health, flexibility, strength, and energy function of the spine. So in this moment, we're going to focus on the spine, mentally connecting with your spine. Now slowly rotating your spine towards your left side. From your low back, middle back, upper back, then holding the position comfortably. Internally straighten your spine, stretching your entire skeleton, relaxing your shoulders same time, relaxing to this moment, allowing the stretch naturally release the tension, release any blockages, naturally opening the energy flow. Now slowly releasing, moving towards your front about halfway. Now repeating the movement, rotating from your low back, middle back, upper back, holding the position. If you're comfortable, gently close your eyes. Internally straighten your spine. Internally stretching your skeleton. Relaxing to the subtle energy. Ocean of energy beneath you, above you, all around you. And same time, deeply embracing all the sensation, feeling inside of your body. Both comfortable, uncomfortable, both intense and subtle. Now slowly circling towards your front, continuously to your right side, rotating from your low back, middle back, upper back, holding the position, internally straighten your spine, stretching your skeleton, relaxing your shoulders, arms, hands, internally embracing all the sensation, feeling inside of you. Both comfortable, uncomfortable, both intense and subtle. Allowing the energy, awakening, opening, connecting, flowing. Now slowly circling halfway towards the front. Repeating the movement slowly, rotating your spine slowly towards your right side, from the low back, middle back to the upper back, holding the position, relaxing to the ocean of energy beneath you, above you, all around you, awakening, opening deep inside of you. Now slowly circling to the front, relaxing, noticing, embracing all the sensation, feeling inside of you, feeling the liveliness, feeling the intensity, the powerfulness of life, awakening inside of you. Now slowly lifting your arms up in front of you, expanding to the subtle energy in front of you, above you, hands reaching up as far as you can from the infinite ocean of energy, 10 palms facing down diagonally, opening the elbow, tucking your chin, relaxing your shoulders down, down, feeling, visualizing column of energy, column of light from the infinite above you, gathering to this room, gathering to this energy body, permeating the deeper dimensions of your body, deeper dimensions of your arms, your head, your chest, stomach, lower abdomen, hips, sides, knees, legs, and the feet. Now slowly move your hands down, gathering the subtle energy, the invisible energy, invisible power, downward to the deeper dimension of your brain. Continuously downward, connecting, awakening, uniting to the deeper dimension of your chest, stomach, lower abdomen, pelvic, sides, knees, legs, and the feet. Relax, noticing the new feeling of aliveness, powerfulness, energy sensation, energy movement, energy connection. Now slowly open your palm forward, moving your arms forward as if you're hugging the energy, the invisible energy of creation in front of you, hugging from the horizon, gathering to this loom, gathering to this energy body, hands on top of your navel, centering inwardly. Looking inwardly, listening inwardly, noticing inwardly. Now slowly, gently open your hands softly, feeling the entire body energetically, feeling the presence of the earth, the presence of the universe, the presence of energy inside of your body. Whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes slowly, and you can move your body freely, comfortably. Now we're going to transition back to our sitting position. Going to continue more practice of sound. So again, the movement, as we just shared, allow you to connect with your body, starting with the physical body, then deeply, releasing the stress, tension, blockages. and same time awakening the subtle energy flow. So I trust everybody felt more sensation, feeling more aliveness, but more importantly, connection with your body, connection, with the subtle energy, including the invisible energy in your room, invisible energy of the earth, invisible energy of the entire universe as well. So that is the main benefit of movement. Moving energy, opening energy, connecting energy. So the second kind of practice, we need to go deeper, even beyond the movement, go deeper into the emotional body, to the five organ system. So for brief time together, I want to share really the most powerful practice for emotional transformation, particularly shifting from fear to empowerment. So we're going to do three sounds for one organ system and in the entire practice, and 15 sounds, three for each organ system, for all the five organ systems. So briefly, we're going to focus on the kidney system, because the kidney system is associated with the energy of the reproductive system, the energy of hormone system, the energy of your skeleton system. It is energy associating with the generation of life, the production of life. It's called the essence. In the Chinese terminology, it's called jing, the jing energy. So it's a physical energy, is a foundation of life, foundation of nourishment, foundation of creation. So when that energy contract, that's what we're experiencing right now. A lot of reaction to protection, to survive, to uncertainty, deeply is a fearful pattern. This energy contract freeze up, just like water freeze up, become ice. And the ice containing the water, containing the potential of life, but the function of ice, the original function of life is compromised. So the practice is awakening this energy, is unfreezing the ice, allowing the ice melt to the water, allowing the water continuously flowing through the entire body, coming back to life again, coming back to original function, original purpose of nourishment of life again. By doing that, you're transforming the fear to nourishment, to empowerment, to creativity. So the sound is awakening the energy, unfreezing the energy, moving the energy. So I will make the sound first, then we do that together, okay? So the first sound is awakening the power of your kidney system, even the power beneath your fear. The sound is like this. And invite you to close your eyes with your own best effort, making the sound without worry about perfect or not. And the feeling, the vibration, even the entire body shaking when you're making the sound. Breathe in deeply first. Relaxing, noticing, and you may feel warmness, feel sense of powerfulness awakening inside of you. Just simply noticing, connecting. And the second sound, continuously moving energy, like water flowing through the entire body, naturally transforming the old pattern of contraction experienced as fear to openness, to the flow, to the nourishment, to the empowerment. So the sound like this. Again, with your own best effort together, breathe in deeply. Breathe in deeply. One more time, breathe in deeply. Relaxing, noticing. And the third sound, awakening the mental, spiritual dimension of your kidney energy system, the wisdom associated with the creativity inside of you. And the sound like this. From yin to un, again, making the best effort together, breathing deeply. Breathing deeply. Relaxing, noticing, and deeply embracing all the sensation, feeling inside of your body, both comfortable, uncomfortable, both intense and subtle, both familiar and unknown. Connecting with your body, your own body, the deeper dimension of your body, the energy dimension of your body encompassing the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. With the pure awareness, pure loving kindness, pure compassion. With the pure intention, cultivation, commitment of awakening energy, opening energy, connecting energy. The energy of creation, the energy of transformation, the energy of wholeness. With a gentle inner smile, sending the most loving, healing, and joyful energy, intention, information inwardly to your body for health, for happiness, for deeper connection, deeper fulfillment of life. Now, whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes, slowly open your eyes. And thank you so much for your presence, for joining me, joining this community together. Enjoy our body, enjoy our energy, enjoy our purpose here for healing, awakening yourself, and healing, awakening of others. So I'm very, very grateful. Because of limit times, I can only share, you know, as much as possible. But I also want to let you know we have more resources to support you if you're interested. And the team will share some banner for you to access more free supporting materials available for your practice. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Master Mingtang Gu. That was wonderful.
So as you see, we're sharing few video teaching, including the ebook, and also really addressing the challenge, weakness of the immune system, as well releasing the deeper stress, emotional stress, fear, anxiety, and also working with the five organ system. So feel free to take a look and access whatever can help you. I'll be very grateful. So the link is on the top, qicenter.com/practice. And that's the key for embodiment. So we'll go beyond just the mental process to embody the energy, embody the consciousness, embody the new vision we want to share. Haola. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I want to just let our attendees know that we have next up in the Martial and Healing Arts channel, we have Martial Awareness with Rory Miller. And I don't know about you, but there are so many amazing presentations going on at this conference that it's hard to keep up. So if you would like to be able to listen and watch and learn from so many amazing teachers in your own time, then you have the option to upgrade. And this is how we actually, one of the ways that we pay for this conference is from people who are doing the upgrade option. And you can learn more about that at theembodimentconference.org/upgrade. And you not only get the recordings, but you also get audio only recordings so that you can listen on the go. You also get notes and even some learning practices, like some steps that are given from some of the teachers. So it's really worth your time and money. And I just want to say thank you all so much for being here. You can go to the Facebook group that we have, that is a private group for people at the Embodiment Conference, and you can check out what's going on in there and socialize a little bit. If you're interested in having some one-on-one real interaction with people, you can go to the portal.theembodimentconference.org/coffee-break. And you will be able to connect via Zoom with other people around the world who are watching these and want to have a discussion about what's going on. So Kirsten will, she's already popped that in the, that link in the chat. So you can click on that link and do that. And back to you really quick, Master Gu, could you give us your number one tip for embodiment?
Really connecting with your body. That's the number one tip. Coming back to this body, then rest naturally can happen much more effectively, much more nourishing, much more connected. So that's my number one suggestion all the times. And I noticing there's a lot of beautiful message in the chat. So thank you for that. And if you want to share your experience, just type in the chat and that would be lovely for everybody to see as well. So thank you. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Christine. Thank you for the entire team. And blessing, blessing for you for all the journey we're taking. Hola.